Hi guys, today I'm playing a game while I do my podcast. Today we're gonna talk a lot about some new information that me and my brother have brought, that we'd like to bring to your guys' attention, and many other things. So let's begin with the first, after the title sequence. Okay. So today's game of the day is actually Halo Master Chief Collection, or Halo MCC. Now, the reason I'm talking about Halo is actually because it's my favorite game. Now, a lot of people are like, oh, Call of Duty's better and stuff. I like Halo for a lot of reasons. It's multiplayer's fun because it has the fair start rule. The fair start rule is something I picked up off YouTube, so this is just an ignorant 11-year-old telling another ignorant 11-year-old. I'm actually 14, so I don't know what the heck I'm talking about. But basically, the fair start rule is that everyone starts with the same gear and everything. While in COD, everyone starts with the same thing until people start gaining levels and stuff. Then they have... Sorry, I'm sniping someone. Then as they start grinding and leveling up more, they start gaining more and more abilities that help them play the game. And that is basically why I just like Call of Duty. That's one of the main reasons. Another one is communists and just being someone who prefers the Halo games for their sci-fi adventures and antics. And also the ability to customize a lot more. I love how in Halo, especially the later games, you get to customize a lot more. And you get to, like, especially Halo Reach, you get to customize the shoulders, everything. Where in COD, you have different loadouts. Which I find weird, that you can only choose a single character and then you have to live with them as your main character. Or skin, whatever. And that's what I find weird. Because you don't really get to create your custom avatar. So on to the news about it. Me and my brother are starting a clan, I guess, a Spartan company, where we just want to meet people in the Halo community, especially because MCC came out recently on computer. We just want to meet Halo fans who haven't been able to play the game because they've been, well, they don't have an Xbox anymore. They have only their PC because they can't afford an Xbox, or they prefer PlayStation and have always wanted to try MCC. And they have a computer. So if you have a PC, a computer, or mainly a Windows IP style computer, so a computer that has the Windows itinerary and functions in the Windows format, is a computer that can get Halo on it. So the computer can get Halo on it and stuff like that. Now, me and my brother are having little divisions. The casual people and basically casual and competitives can work together to learn more about the casual and competitive scene from each other. Casual people can learn how it feels to be in the competitive part of Halo, and the competitive people can, you know, share their experiences with casuals on how they have seen it. We're just hoping to get some people in. We are starting a Discord. If you don't have Discord, I recommend you get it. It's a great is a great texting platform. We're hoping people make friends with us and others. And just overall, hoping everyone has a great time and joins our clan of sorts. We're actually calling it The Ark, named after the Ark in Halo, which is the ship that you play in Halo CE, which is Combat Evolved. And we just want to see people enjoy themselves and have a great time playing the games they love, like how I love Halo, and me and my brother both enjoy it greatly. Let's get on to our next segment after I'm done kicking these guys' butt. So today's show of the day, sorry about that. Today's show of the day is one I've been watching recently and one I think hasn't been getting enough love, as is the predecessor to another show. Today we're talking about Steven Universe Future. Now, everyone knows Steven Universe. Everyone praises the show and wishes they could breathe the same air as Rebecca Sugar. Now, I think Steven Universe Future is, I wouldn't say better, because it hasn't gotten the same runtime as Steven Universe, but it is, it's the same character, just 16. And it's enjoyable nonetheless to watch the character, Steven, progress in his life without the fact that he is lonely without him having to solve people's problems. He has to learn how to solve his own problems without the aid of other people's problems to distract him. And because of that, he gets a lot more insecure about things. And I'm sorry, I'm still playing Halo, and there is a guy talking. I hate when I can't mute, guys. So, Steven Universe has always been my favorite show. Like, is my favorite show, period. And I literally, if Steven Universe wouldn't exist, I would be a lot sadder than I am. It's because I've grown up on cartoons, but Steven Universe has been one, because I joined in late, Steven Universe has been one that had the serious mentality when I joined the fandom. And that's what I like. I like cartoons that are not afraid of showing two things at once. I like cartoons that get dark. Think of like Gravity Falls. I love that show, and pretty much everyone loves that show. But I like it because the show gets more gravity and weight the more you meet the characters. The first three seasons of Steven Universe have always been to show the funny, quirky side of Steven. And then once we get into the fourth and fifth season, we understand that he has literally been born into a war that no one on planet Earth knows of. As we get into season 8 and around season 6 and 8, we really understand what's going on. And the fact is that Steven isn't just a human or a gem, he's both. He is the perfect fusion of human and gem. And it relates into him a lot more. And this has just turned into me gushing over Steven and how I think the show's great. But there's also things like Steven Universe Future, where we understand his growth as a character. He's no longer just a character who helps people. He became a teacher to teach Gems how to live in human society after this pre-war in Era 3. Everyone now believes that they can make a difference in the world as Gems and contribute to humans. And they basically stop colonizing and start rebuilding their worlds. They start rebuilding homeworlds. They start colonizing a little bit of Earth so that way humans can live on those planets. So that way Gems can live on the planet of Earth. And it's impressive to see how much Steven impacted these Gems' lives. And then the realization that now that he is taking care of everyone, he is done. He has no more use. The Gems can teach other Gems how to do their job. What their purpose is now. How they have a choice. And because of this, characters start developing more. Like, Pearl now has human friends. And she's starting to actually eat food. Which we didn't see in the original series, as she was disgusted by the thought of having food in her mouth. Having food in her body. Seeing as they're made out of light. And how they're made out of light to make a physical form. Or how we see that Amethyst has matured more as a character. Instead of being silly and quirky, immature. We see her now evolve into a more forward-thinking person. Someone who is able to take care of her group. And then we see Garnet just be Garnet, but she has more emotional depth into her after her wedding in the first series. And then we see Steven and the rest of the... We see Steven become more emotionally untethered. He doesn't know what his future looks like. And because of this, it leads to him making irrational thoughts. Like proposing to a 14-year-old when he's 16. Sorry, I'm not going to get over that. But in the show, again, spoilers, if you haven't watched it, which, I mean, how can you not? Steven proposes to Connie. And he's 16 and she's 14, so... How wrong can you get with that? So, it's those irrational thoughts that lead him to get emotionally unstable. And when he gets into this emotionally unstable, he gets so emotionally unstable because of the whole proposal that he literally gets corrupted. And we have to see everyone, the diamonds, everyone that has been emotionally impactful in his life, try to help him instead of him helping them. And it is the biggest turning point in this series, as we realize that Steven is here. He is someone who relies so heavily on making sure everyone else is okay, that he can't take care of himself because he believes that to make him happy, he has to make other people happy. And it's what makes him go insane. And eventually his powers start reflecting that. He starts losing control of his powers, letting out the rawest forms of his power go unchecked. He literally cannot withstand his full power that comes with being a diamond. And it ends up with him shape-shifting into an amalgamation of so many things. He shapeshifts into basically what he would look like as an actual 16-year-old. And he, instead of what he looks like. In the show, Steven is always, because of his gem powers, he's always looked like 2 years younger than what he actually is. When Connie was 12, Steven looked like he was 12. When Connie is 14, Steven is 16, but he looks like he's 14. And it's because Steven's ability to stay young allows his body to basically not produce the chemicals at the right time for him to begin growing. And so he ends up staying the same look. He ends up staying the exact same look for years. And that's what makes it a little sad, is that when he loses control of his powers, he loses his ability to basically, he loses his ability to control his lifespan, I guess. This is just a theory, basically, for as much as it looks. Basically, it looks like that Steven stops caring about his lifespan and starts aging and then de-aging, shape-shifting, when he goes into a pink glow state, which is the rawest form of his power. And when he leaves it unchecked for so long, he shape-shifts into an actual 16-year-old body. And it's honestly scary to watch Steven in this state, because he's so emotionally fragile. He doesn't really understand himself. And this is probably just you guys signing out right about here, because I'm boring all of you to death. But it's honestly what I think. Steven in the show has gotten that emotionally unhinged. And then in the end, he is... You kind of see his progression back to normal. They don't... And I think they should have let the show run a little longer to show us Steven's recuperation. Because they kind of rushed it. After the scene, Steven was just fine. And it kind of was unhinging, because we just saw him corrupted, and now he is okay. And it's a little unhinging to see the character that was built up to be so filled with so much anxiety filled inside him just unravel and then be put back together as quickly as 1, 2, 3. And I think it's unfair to give Steven that kind of ending to the whole arc that he was given during the show. I think they could have handled it a little better, but it was a good show for what it ran for. Now, if those people who haven't been keeping up didn't know, Steven Universe is a show that's supposed to be running for a long time. So we will see Steven and Garnet and Amethyst again in the future. So don't worry, guys. Let's move on to our movie of the day. So today's movie of the day is going to be... gotta think of it, because you have to have a good movie of the day. Have I seen it? Sorry, I have not planned a movie of the day. I think it's fair to end it, honestly. I've talked a lot about Steven Universe and Halo. And let's be honest, the Steven Universe movie falls under that. And honestly, I think you guys just don't want me to continue talking about Steven Universe. That'll get annoying. But if you're interested in joining my Halo clan, the ARC, My gamer tag on Xbox is The Gaming Bros, if you're playing on Xbox. I will set up the Discord soon, and if you want to, so if you send me a message on Xbox, I will totally set you guys up with joining the Discord, and then you can tell your friends all about the plan. I will give you guys a podcast update when that happens. The whole point of the clan is to have fun. We're gonna have forge builders and things like that to kind of make maps. If you guys want to see our YouTube channel, I play Halo there. A lot of infection and silly things. I copy other Halo YouTubers with their ideas. Like, my brother plays Halo, so I decided to do the brother challenge where I dress up as his Halo 5 in his Halo 5 armor, and I try to play a round of infection, or the marshmallow challenge, which is based off characters that I've created in my head. But I think the gameplay, I'm decent at the game, and would like to share a game with you guys of Halo in the future. I hope you all enjoyed this segment, and if you've enjoyed literally my podcast, please go ahead and sign up for the clan.